CEO of the Wyoming Business Council is joining us live over the air this morning. Mr. Josh Durrell is on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Durrell. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Duke. Thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time. Of course, as Wyoming businesses are, struggling, to put it, you know, there's no way around that. And the relief programs across the state through the Federal CARES Act are ongoing. Mr. Durrell, just give us the very latest on this and what's available for local businesses.
Yeah, so just to give you a heads up on the latest on all of this, so as you probably recall, in the middle of May, the legislature put together a plan to spend about $325 million of the CARES Act money that the state received to spread that around to businesses in various plans. And the first program is a program that helps businesses with 50 or fewer employees. They can get grants of up to $50,000, and that program has been a tremendous success. There was originally about $50 million allotted to that program, but on Monday of this week, the governor put forth another $50 million to that program, taking it up to a $100 million program, and we have taken in applications for that full $100 million as of now, Duke. So a really good program. It's gotten a lot of great traction from almost 4,000 businesses around the state have applied. And, you know, really the majority of the money has gone to those very small businesses with one or two or three employees. So really helping out those sole proprietors and many of those organizations that were affected dramatically by the state closures as well as the COVID-19 crisis.
So a lot of applications have come in, it sounds like, and all that money has been allocated. I understand the deadline for applications was midnight tonight. So is it still worthwhile for a business to submit an application, or are the funds pretty much allocated at this point?
We're pretty close, but I would encourage any business that has not applied for it to go ahead and do so. It's one of those things where we don't know exactly until the very end because some applications are denied for whatever reason. You know, we've had about 3% of the applications are denied just because of, maybe issues with the Secretary of State's office, the business filing, maybe the tax situation that they're in, and maybe just applicability or eligibility. So I would encourage everyone that is eligible or feels they're eligible to apply. You know, if you haven't done it yet, make sure you apply today before midnight so that we can take a look at that and you know, make sure that you get a shot at it at least. I absolutely would recommend everyone apply if you're eligible.
Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, joining us this morning. Is this a grant? Is this a loan? And are there specific ways that the business has to use these funds once the money's allocated to them?
Fantastic question. And it is indeed a grant. So none of this needs to be paid back. It is different from some of the other loan programs in that it is not. In this particular program, there are no rules on how the money is to be spent for that business. So they can choose to spend it in any way. There's no prescription on, you know, rent or expenses. They can utilize that money in any way that they see fit to run their business and keep things moving forward.
Mr. Durrell, if I remember correctly, when the legislature was first discussing this program, one of the rules was if you had already received money from the Federal CARES Act federally and had applied through that program and received money, then you were not eligible to apply through the state of Wyoming. Is that correct?
That's actually not, Duke. And again, it's a tough thing, right? There are a lot of rules flying around out there, a lot of things going on. If you have applied for other funding, you just have to subtract that off of your grant calculation. So we've provided a worksheet that says, here's how you calculate the grant amount to ensure that we're not allowing any double dipping. Obviously, the U.S. Treasury would frown upon that. And so really what it is that if you've had losses, business losses that are greater than what you've received from the federal government, you're just subtracting that off and we're covering the rest. So these two programs can work, or this program can work with other grants through the federal government.
Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, with us this morning. Business owners still have through today, I understand, midnight tonight's the deadline. So how do they apply? How difficult is it to send in an application? How much time should they have set aside for this?
Again, great question. One of the key components that the legislature wanted to make really clear was that they wanted the application process to be simple, and they wanted businesses to be able to do that without a whole lot of headache, and it's not like filing your taxes or something like that. And it's taking around between 15 and 30 minutes to fill out an online application at yobizrelief.org. That's yobizrelief.org. And you can fill out that application. You don't need a ton of information. You can work with your accountant, your banker, your other business partners, perhaps, to get the information you need. It's very simple. Again, as we were mentioning, taking between 15 and 30 minutes to fill that application out and submit it. So very simple to do.
All right. Again, that's yobizrelief.org. Deadline's midnight tonight to get that done. Mr. Durrell, thanks so much for your time. Anything else about these programs that we missed you wanted to touch on today?
No, I think I would just like to say that this is the first program. There will be more programs rolling out in the middle and further into the summer, in the middle of July and further into the summer. So please make sure you stay tuned to that website, that yobizrelief.org website, for more information about future programs for larger companies, as well as for other health and safety expenses. And really just stay tuned so that you can make sure that you take advantage of all of this CARES Act money and keep businesses moving forward as we struggle through this time.
That's Josh Durrell, CEO of the Wyoming Business Council, this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.